In early 2008, my wife had emergency surgery. And as is often the case in these kinds of situations, nobody really knew much of what was going on, least of all the husband, me. And there was one person's ministry that really stood out and touched my heart in a deep and meaningful way. And his name is Father Ed Hunt. He was a good friend of ours who is the rector of Zion Episcopal Church in Rome, New York, which is where we were living at the time. And on that day when everything was just going crazy, Father Ed came to the hospital, sat with me in the waiting room, brought Chinese takeout, and said nothing. And that was really, really beautiful and meaningful. It was the best possible thing Ed could have said in that time. Just sit with me. Just be with me. Until the doctor came out at the end of the procedure, said everything went very well, and glad to report that my wife is doing just fine today. It is a really hard temptation when someone that we love or care about is in a major crisis of some kind to show up and to want to desperately do something or want to say something. It just feels like we're supposed to do something. Say something. But for those of us who have ever been the person in the middle of some kind of major crisis, we probably remember best those who showed up for us and said nothing and were just with us in the midst of whatever it was we were going through. And when we think of those who showed up and tried to do or say lots of different things, we might particularly remember those as being less than helpful. The ministry of presence is a really powerful ministry of the church. And that is exactly the ministry that we see going on in our first reading this morning from the Acts of the Apostles. The story opens with telling us about a beloved member of the church named Tabitha. She was a woman whose husband had passed away. She was a seamstress, we heard from the text, and was someone who was very active in the church and in the ministry of the church. And this person, as frequently happens to folks, as eventually happens to us all, got sick and died. And the members of the church did what many of us do when we are the ones in crisis. They called for their priest, which at that point was Peter, who was passing through the region. They said, "Will you please come?" And Peter said, "Yes, I'll be right there." And I think it's really interesting to note what Peter said throughout that process, which is nothing. Peter doesn't speak for this whole first section of the text. Peter comes and he listens and he's with the members of this community while they are going through this tragic loss, a time of crisis, a time when there's nothing to be said or done. But nevertheless, Peter is there and Peter is with them as they say, "Oh, we loved her. Look at these beautiful dresses she used to make. Wasn't she wonderful?" And Peter's just practicing that ministry of presence. And he's just with them. And then something really interesting starts to happen. Peter asks everybody to leave the room. That's a critical turning point in this text. because he gets everyone to leave and then he kneels down and prays. And in that moment, it's just Peter sitting alone with Tabitha's body. In the space of ultimate silence, in this room, there is only death. And in that moment, after all of the silence and death, in the midst of the deepest, darkest loneliness, then Peter speaks. And he says, "Tabitha, get up." And that's when something happens that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to our rational minds. Something that defies the laws of physics as we understand them, because in that moment, then there was life, where a moment before there was no life. It was not something that undid the hardness or the difficulty of what had just happened. But alongside of this death, there was also life in a way that we don't understand and that our rational minds can't make sense of. The ministry of presence is a powerful ministry. And I'm really glad that we get this snippet of pastoral care from the early church in this reading this morning, because it is an echo of the way that God works in our lives, both 2,000 years ago and still in the life of this church, in this community today. We believe and we celebrate every year that in Christ, the Word of God took on flesh and came to dwell among us. God entered fully into the human condition with all of its tragedy, all of its comedy, and all of its irony. Sometimes all of its absurdity. And in Christ, God is with us, loving us up close and personal. This, we believe as Christians, is how God saves the world. It is how God heals the world. It is, in Hebrew, tikkun olam, how God fixes the world. Not by fixing it all, but by being with and entering fully into the tragedy of human condition. And that, we see in this reading, is what the church is called to continue. To enter fully into the condition of the world around us. To face tragedy, not only head on, but up close and personal. Even when we don't know what to say or what to do, even if there is nothing that could be said or done to make things better in a particular situation, our calling is still to get up close and personal with tragedy and with suffering and with death, and to bear witness as sometimes new life is born in ways that we don't fully understand. It's a hard calling. But it's a worthwhile one, because we will get to be there in those moments that matter most, the moments that people remember the most. When they won't remember what others say or do, but they'll remember we were there when it really counted. And because that is who God is with us, and that is how God loves us up close. Amen.